But I want to let you know because of the fact that I love you so much, and I want you to know what's going on in my life. That's all.
Okay.
Well, you know what? So
he wants to talk about it now.
Fucking
asshole, bro, right?
He wants to talk about it.
So right before the podcast, you're going to tell me something I can't talk about the whole fucking podcast?
You're so difficult to talk to. It's like when you came up here, walked up the fucking driveway, I was like, yeah. There he is. Yeah. I'm going to be vulnerable.
Yeah, be vulnerable.
I'm going to be West Coast
And then
dad.
What'd you say?
I'm going to be West Coast
And then
dad.
What'd you say to me?
You came up with your swagger and your fucking group.
Bitch.
Entourage?
That's what you said to me.
Yeah,
there was no entourage. I brought nobody.
Wow.
Because I know that the COVID thing. Remember, I came here alone.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Uber guy dropped me off down the block. I have no clue where I am.
So, Andrew, and check it out, bro. Yeah. You don't say shit.
Yeah.
I swear to fucking God.
I'm not going to tell anybody.
You don't say shit until I say your name. So, bro.
Okay,
right?
Actually, when no, you start, this is going to be fun.
I'm going to say your name, right? But you let me. I have a little thing planned.
Okay, me too.
Because I have things I have to say.
I have something planned too.
I have things to say. I have things to say. I have
this
things
is
going to
gonna
say,
be
okay?
fun. But where's the sugarfish?
It's coming in 30 minutes, and when it gets here, we're going to stop production.
Okay.
Right? We're going to put nutrients in you.
I feel, I'm like shaking. I'm so fucking hungry because I'm an idiot, and I always do this every
time. Do you have
time
something after this?
No.
Well, then we could take all the time in the world.
Do you want a banana in the meantime?
Yes. Get a banana.
Thank you so much.
If he had nothing after this, we could have gotten Korean barbecue.
That's what I was getting. I was getting hypoglycemic. Oh,
bro, I shaved.
Don't.
Oh, my God.
Bro. I shaved.
Wait, look at it, Andrew.
I want to be the
look
only
at it. Look at it.
Bro.
Look at it.
I want to be the only guy that hasn't seen it. Only guy that hasn't
West
seen
Coast.
It.
West Coast.
And I won't West see
yeah.
it.
Bro. Da-da-da!
This is a great banana, by the way.
Thank you. I choose the best banana.
This was an absolutely great banana. Mm-hmm. I know what you just said to me. You said you choose the best bananas.
I choose good fruit.
And if you were in this room 30 seconds ago, mm-hmm. people might disagree with you.
Because he's a bad one?
I just wanted to interrupt him because he told me that I couldn't until he spoke.
Guess what I'm doing right now? I'm sucking Chappelle Lacey's dick.
What?
Anyway, welcome to... Well, I love him. I love black people that love punk rock.
Oh, yeah, okay. You do. Yeah.
Don't you love that when they wear Ramones? I love it. So anyway, welcome to the program. My name is... You know, can I say something? And people listening... In the Slept Kingdom, may I say something? I always thought that Tiger Belly was a kingdom.
Mm.
And I thought that, you know, and what I realized is that when you watch something like the Game of Thrones, right? You have kingdoms. So when a kingdom, when a king and a queen are getting married, or prince and prince, I don't know how it works.
Lannister Stark,
right? Mm-hmm. It's the elites that come out. Ain't no butcher gonna be there, bro. Right. And so what I'm saying to you is,
but the butcher is not invited. He has to be. He's catering.
Yeah, but he's in the back, bro. Like with the Mexicans.
He's there.
You know how many Mexicans were in the Game of Thrones? You just never saw them
because they're butchering.
Because they're fucking making the roasties.
Neither were the Asians.
Yeah. With the leg, right? They're making the roasties with the leg. So what I'm saying though is that. So I was mad at first when you know somebody that I thought was a friend. Right. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Was going to get married, and our kingdom was not invited to it. But you know what? Yeah. I realized that. We're provincial people.
Interesting.
We're peasants.
Yeah. And but although we weren't invited to your wedding, Andrew,
yeah.
I did give you a gift. Do you know why?
What is it?
I'll tell you what it is. It's not a Rolex. Like your rich friends?
I was
like your multi-million dollar rich friends.
It was a
it's
great
not
gift.
A Rolex, but you know, we
it was
do
a
what
great
we
gift.
We do what we can. So okay. May I? Thank you.
Picked up today.
Thank you.
Oh. Not a Rolex.
Not a Rolex.
We got some
Versace robes.
For you.
For you and your wife.
No. Get out of here.
Wow.
Honestly, dude.
Yeah. Congratulations, dude.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And I mean this from the bottom of my heart, what I'm going to tell you.
Oh my God, it's not nice. Okay, before you do though, because I didn't really say your name yet, so you don't talk.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I thought of something just real quick.
Yeah.
I know that you said. Can I just get
But no one, it hasn't been sent out yet.
We haven't even announced that yet, dude.
What is this? What's going on?
Do you like the beef jerky?
It's crispy.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Oh, really?
They're the new kind. They're like the beef chips.
Oh, yeah.
Where's that from? Cool. From Hawaii or no?
From Georges and Hilo. Oh.
I did.
This is
so.
Are we going to have to cut this out?
No, don't cut it out. Just keep it on one set. So, dude, Andrew? Andrew.
Wow.
Focus.
You'll have to cut this
out. I'm focused. This is
November 5th?
Yeah.
I'll cut it out.
We're getting married.
I better be at that wedding.
You're the first one invited.
What the fuck? Why can't we be doing this now? We're supposed to mail it out in 2 weeks.
Come here.
Thank
you, man.
Okay.
Are you happy, Brian?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, man.
All right.
All right.
You could take out your dick now. I'll look at it.
Blur this part.
I'll look at it.
Blur it out, okay,
babe? I'll look at it. Don't get too close, but I'll get a look at it.
He's never seen my dick, and he wants to see
it. And I wasn't going to see
never?
It. I'm the only comic that hasn't seen his dick, and I said I wouldn't do it.
Wait, can you harden it a bit?
I can't harden it. It's so cold.
She asked you to do it. Yeah. Okay, go. Don't touch me while it's out. Don't touch me while it's out. Just move back a little bit. There it is. I'm going to look at it. I'm going to remove my foot and look at it.
I need, can I see something?
Yeah. Why are you in the power position? Calm down. Okay. I am present.
Ready?
Hold on. I'm going to remove my foot.
I'm doing it. I'm 50.
Okay.
I can only do this for like 20 seconds.
Okay. Yeah, my thigh is getting tired. Okay. Ready? Go. Okay. All right. There you go. There you go. Dude, I think you got a little pussy under there, too, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Underneath those balls, you might got a little pussy, too. A little snack, bro. I think you got a little snack underneath them balls, bro.
Do you know where my dick comes out of? My dick comes out of my pussy.
No.
Yeah, dude, I have a pussy and it comes out.
Stop
like
it.
Like a clit. Anyway, dude.
Stop it. They blurred it, right?
Will you come to
Bobby's actually got a huge dick. That's the thing. This has been a joke the whole time. This is amazing, guys. Okay, November 5th. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Is this real?
Yeah, it's real. 100%.
Where's the ring?
But it's upstairs. You want to get it?
Yeah.
I'm not going to go get it.
She hates it, actually.
You don't like it?
It's a green.
No, I'm getting it resized.
She's getting resized.
Like the diamond made bigger?
Diamond?
No, it's just really loose on my fingers.
Because you didn't ask her fucking size.
I took a ring that she already had and went there. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not dumb, bro. And you treat me like I'm dumb. And I'm going to say something right now, okay?
Say it right now.
Put the fucking invitation down, all right?
This is beautiful.
I want to say something right now, dude.
Andrew, this is beautiful.
Andrew?
Wow.
It hurt us.
Wow.
It hurt us that
it
you didn't invite us.
It hurt me specifically. Hurt me.
And I want you to apologize, dude.
I am sorry.
I gave him the homie test when he complained about not being invited.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
I act like such a baby.
What's his fiance's name?
That's it.
What's his dog's name?
That's it.
I was like, do you even know him?
You didn't even know.
Really? Whitney knows?
Yeah.
Whitney knows.
Whitney and my wife are close.
Yeah, Whitney knows.
Yeah.
Who else does it?
Lex Friedman might not know that much.
Yeah.
That was surprising. That one was surprising.
That's surprising.
To be fair, Lex was Whitney's guest.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Shab, he knows?
Yeah, Shab.
He knows everything.
Shab is a good guy.
So what you're saying is that I don't know enough.
Listen, you haven't invested, bro. It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart.
It breaks my fucking heart.
It breaks my fucking heart. I call you all the time. I ask about you all the time.
Mm.
You know? I'll honestly, I'm going to say something right now. I'm agreeing to go to this wedding right now, but you have to agree to something for me.
Go ahead.
You have to go to rehab. I will only go to your wedding if you decide to take your health and life seriously. Because I need to make sure that your wife-to-be is going to be in good shape. And that means that you have to take care of yourself first.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
No. You gave me this invitation. I'm going to keep this invitation.
All right. So I will go to rehab.
You have to go to rehab. Friday. It has to be Saturday.
Saturday.
I'll go
fine,
Saturday.
I'll let it be Saturday. The Sabbath. Saturday.
All right.
You can go on the Sabbath.
Okay, good. So that's a deal.
That's
all right?
That's a deal.
But I'll only go to rehab
okay.
if that's real.
What is this?
The invitation.
Is this not real? Fuck you. Fuck you.
Yo, the Versace real though.
The Versace is real.
I looked at your dick, bro.
Versace, I know.
And you know what was weird looking at your dick?
What?
Is that it actually grew. So you were turned on by me looking at it.
It's all power, dude. I get off on power.
I know.
And could I say something, you little bitch?
Yeah, stay.
New York.
Pull that fucking thing out again. Stay.
What is happening? All
right, so I'm going to say something to you. I want to say something right now. I wish I did something right now.
I'm going to be honest with you.
How I feel about you, Bobby, is not the way you feel about me. And I feel about you like a son. Okay. I feel about you. When I first saw you. Yes. Let me finish, okay?
Yes.
When I first saw you at Montreal.
I'm going here, by the way. Whether you guys are there or not, I've confirmed.
Wait, did you not think that that was sort of a cheap save a day?
I thought it was offset. Off-center.
What are you talking about? I thought it was off center. Staples same day print. Yeah.
I thought it was off center, but here's the thing: like you didn't even have the ring on, and I'm like, okay, he's cheap, and he's also addicted to drugs. And like, so this is actually pretty good if you're addicted to drugs and you're going through something. It's a little to the left, but I'm like, we got to get his life back on track.
Okay, so
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So what?
What do I think the fucking? What is this gonna be? What is I have no expectation whatsoever.
All right, so I want to get through this, bro.
Yeah, let's get through it.
Let's get through it so we don't have to talk about it anymore, right?
Yeah.
So what I've chalked it up as is that you have too many people coming.
I'm wearing this on tour now.
Good. You have too many people coming. We were on a list and you just went, we just got a cut and we were cut.
Never on the list.
He's being honest. He's being honest. Is he completely naked?
Never on the list. Kalila was.
Thank you.
You know what's exciting though to see? You know, I've been watching you on the socials.
Yeah.
I've been watching you grow and watching what you're doing, and I'm just
this is awesome.
You're welcome. I'm mesmerized about since I met you in Montreal back in the day.
Yeah.
How you've grown and what you are now. And I want to say to you, aside from the jokes and stuff, bro, congratulations. You did what you said you were going to do. Your ideas about what the business was, how it changed, you were right. And I just want to say, it's really good to see you, little bud.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And I appreciate your support. You've always been fucking great to me and supportive. And that success is in large part due to you. Where is the invitation?
I don't know.
Hmm. You didn't take it back?
No, I didn't take it back.
He's going to try to post it online. Yeah. He's going to post
it. Dude, you can't post that online.
Why not?
Because if you post that online...
Oh, will it be a little joke on you then?
You're going to be forced to marry me.
Ooh.
What's wrong with that?
I'm just saying...
Why aren't you guys married?
We were going to get married.
Well, then what happened?
Guess
you're 50 years old. Oh, my girlfriend. Yeah. My girlfriend.
No, but you know, I don't.
Oh, my partner. My partner.
Yeah.
Man up, bro.
Right.
Man up.
I don't base my decisions on Weasley New Yorkers.
What is Weasley? Is that a Harry Potter?
Ron Weasley.
What is it? Yeah, Ron Weasley. Yeah.
But what is a Weasley? Like a weasel.
No, you're not like. No,
but don't do that.
Bro, but.
Don't do that.
Bro.
Don't do that.
I'm going to say something.
Don't fucking do that.
Let me say something to
you. Okay, go.
Back in the day, Coney Island.
Yeah.
What are you?
What am I?
There, you're the carny. You're the
hot
ticket
dog?
Guy. You're the hot dog ticket guy, dude.
Uh-huh.
That's your vibe.
Yeah.
Now the internet.
Yeah.
Well, I get to expose my fucking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My
yeah.
point of view and my talents,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And now I'm a millionaire.
Yeah.
You like it, don't you? Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, you fucking get it, didn't you?
Yeah. November 5th. Malibu Rocky Oaks Estate Vineyards, 340 Cannon Road, yes. Los Angeles, California.
Where is that, Gilbert?
Can I? No. You guys are getting married, though. You don't know how serious I am about this right now. November 5th. Is that even a Saturday? Can you look that
it
up?
It is. I checked all this.
That was smart.
I made that, yeah.
November 5th, oh, you guys are getting married.
Okay, Coletta.
When do you get out of rehab? How long does it
Stop for a second, Andrew.
Yeah, how long does
now
rehab go
Now that we're doing this
for?
Rehab thing, now I guess this is the episode where we have to come clean.
No, yeah.
Oh, okay. Sure, we can.
I think we should come clean there because he won't let it go and we can't edit all that out.
Yeah.
Right, so.
No, don't take this away from me. Don't act like I didn't inspire you going to rehab. Don't act like this wasn't my fucking idea. Don't act like I didn't change your life for the better and make sure that you could marry your wife on November 5th at 340 Cannon Boulevard. That is, look at that estate.
Yeah. It's beautiful. So,
yeah.
Okay. You did not get me sober.
I did.
You kind of did by saying it.
Has anybody else
decision before that?
No, but no. You're just going to randomly make a decision. No. Right. Don't bullshit me. Right. You're just going to randomly make it. Yeah, let's get real.
Right.
You're going to randomly make a decision to get sober.
Okay, can I just say something to you? You
who does that? Who does it? Who does it after
you
a fucking root canal? You're on drugs now.
Do you know how?
You're on drugs now.
Do you know?
Don't become Asian and have Italian hands.
Do you know?
Hey,
I'm a weasel. Hey, bada boom, bada bing. Do you know?
Why is he Japanese?
He's Andrew Rice Clay.
Andrew Rice Clay. You know, she blew me in earlier. Bada boom, your eye. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Anyway, that's Bobby Dice. Okay, let's backtrack, okay?
Go, can you go back? Go.
So I'm going to a place Saturday, right? Yeah. It's not like a fucking Trader Joe's or a fucking McDonald's where you just walk in and go, I'm here. You have to pay.
Yeah.
You have to fill out paperwork.
Yeah.
There's money, right? And it's already locked into play before you even came here. So how the fuck
are you the one, dude? Whatever you want to say.
Okay.
Whatever you want to say. That's fine.
So the truth is, and for 2 months ago, I guess we talk about
more than 2 months.
When?
I'd say like four now.
God, this is so fucking hard to talk about, man.
Is it?
It is. Because I had 30, you know. Take a break.
No, this is good. This is good. We're on it.
I'm sweating. I
just got my sugarfish thing. This is good. This is good.
Thank you so much. I don't know which one.
This is awesome. Thank you so much. This is great. Should I get into my robe and then we do it? Should we both get into the robes?
Yes, I think that's both? Yes.
What's getting in the robe
thing? The Versace robes.
You're gonna wear his wife's robe.
Do you want to wear my wife's robe?
Oh, poor Emma's Emma's robe.
We're Andrew.
Yeah.
You have to wash that.
Yeah, the walk.
But listen, let's talk about this rehab. Come on, let's go. Because I want to take it seriously.
Do you really?
I do.
Get in the robes first.
Do you want to do robes first?
Right, yes.
We'll take five. Get in the robes and we'll talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's take five. Why don't you eat a box?
No.
Get in the robes.
I think it's better if I eat while you tell me about your life falling apart.
All right, fine. Okay, here we go. Let's just do it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
you're going to rehab.
3 months ago, I started smoking weed again. Mm-hmm. And then I started drinking again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it became a daily thing. And I started taking got to the point where I was taking 2,000, 3,000 milligrams of edibles a day, drinking at night. Mm-hmm. Vomiting on the freeway.
Oof. Waking up to your own vomit.
Waking up to my
missing
own vomit.
Flights. Getting missing kicked flights, out of hotels.
Banned from hotels for life. I can feel already my life falling apart.
Just because we're talking about something serious right
now.
Should you have been at my wedding?
Mm.
Should you have been at my wedding, Bobby?
Stop for a second.
Or was it the right thing to happen?
Did
I do the right thing? Did
it's
I do
so
the right thing?
Manipulative?
Yes, it is.
It's
of you. Of you. It was manipulative of you. Why couldn't I come ruin your wedding? That's what you're asking.
Oh, it's so
why wasn't I invited to come ruin your wedding? My wife's day.
Okay.
This is her special.
Can you?
This is her Netflix special.
Can you give me 40 seconds? Can you give me 40 seconds
yes,
to respond
go.
With you not
please.
Interrupting?
I don't like
so
the,
you
the
just
hand
did a,
like that.
You just, so what you just did was you just called me Pat Morita. You think that
I would never
you think
do
that. I'm a fallen down.
I would
I
never
love
do
Pat
that.
Marita.
He's a legend, but he was an alcoholic.
He
you
was.
Think that I was going to come to your wedding and fuck shit up? No, dude, can I say I'm one of those quiet alcoholics?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I say positivities.
Mm.
I would have walked by your wife and went, you seem beautiful and tight tonight. Good,
yeah.
Good.
That's good.
Right? And she'd be like, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Right? And I would go to the ladies and go, buenos dias, señoritas.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You look beautiful tonight.
Yeah. What?
That's what I would do, right? And
you would.
Check this out, dude.
Yeah.
When they throw the rice, I cook it. And that's the thing.
I'm not going to give it to you.
Yeah.
I'm not
going to
give
it to you. Give me the laugh.
I'm not
give me the laugh. It was funny.
I'm not
going
to give it to you.
Dude, when they throw the rice, what I do, I scoop it up.
I'm not going to give it to
you. I scoop it up.
Refuse.
If you go behind the church, there's a fucking thing going on.
You're
going
to treat me like every other white guy, huh? With that fucking joke. You're going to treat me like every other white guy. Oh, Asians cook rice. Oh, that's crazy, bro.
All right, bro. So I want to say, though, so
You apologize.
Apologize for what?
For what you did to me. You made me feel guilty on my wedding day.
Bro.
How could he?
You are a really...
How could he?
You are one unbelievable...
Unbelievable. The best day of my life.
You're a twisted fuck.
Me and my wife, I go on Twitter to see all the people going, oh, congratulations, what a great day.
Yeah.
And there's one tweet. Oh, it looks like somebody had a wedding.
Why did you tweet that?
And I wasn't invited.
Yeah.
Everybody in your kingdom tweeted, oh, how come you didn't invite Bobby to your wedding?
Yeah.
And then listing all the people that shouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was fucked up.
Yeah, who was fucked up?
It was really fucked up to Brendan, because everybody just said, and that's my boy. I love Brendan, yeah. But everybody's like, how's Brendan going to be there without Bobby?
Exactly. I love Brendan, but fuck Brendan, okay? And I'm going to say this, right?
Yeah.
You fuck that thick-headed, all right, fucked hard. Okay. I'm going to call Brendan Schaub a thick-headed fucked hard.
Okay.
You invite that? Oof.
But that's my guy, bro.
I know, but bro, I'm your guy too.
You are my guy.
I'm your little Asian guy.
You are my guy.
Am I your little Asian guy?
Nope.
You have an Asian guy?
He's got a couple, man.
Wait. I beg of you. I'm Schultz.
Sorry.
Schultz.
I'm sorry. I do.
You're Asian guy? I bet you money. Look at me, dude.
I'll look at you.
Don't touch me, comedy-wise.
Which one? Wait a minute.
Asian guy you have in your arsenal, guys,
yeah.
Don't touch me.
Are we talking Asian in terms of geography or
like South Asian? Because
he has Akash.
Is.
And he's also voice of Ronnie. So.
Is in.
Oh, Ronnie Chang. He wasn't invited, too.
Oh, he liked my fucking...
Yes, he said.
Wait,
yes,
were there any Asians?
He retweeted my tweet.
Were there any Asians at your wedding?
I even had the white people make the sushi.
Dude, there were no Asians at this plantation party.
This plantation.
No Asians were there.
I had Asians.
Name me one Asian.
Ben Ueda.
You just made up a name?
Manuel Ueda.
No.
Manuel Ueda came.
Oh, that wait, Japanese
Matt
guy.
Matt Ueda, don't you have a guy from your high school?
You know a guy named Matt Ueda? What's his name?
Ben Ueda.
Ben.
Japanese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of
oppressors. Yeah. Colonized.
They're the oppressors?
Colonized.
Yeah. To whom?
Imperialism.
Compared to whom? The Chinese?
Oh, Japanese were way worse.
Depends.
It depends. Yeah, it depends.
Length
what
of
era? Time. Depends on era.
Yeah,
era.
One rape in Nanjing.
Like. Yeah.
One rape.
Yeah.
They had one rape.
Also, Genghis.
That was Mongolia.
Yeah, but he killed it for a lot. Of, I mean, he...
Yeah.
When it comes to pillaging...
In terms of personal grudge, though, Korean and Filipinos, we don't like the Japanese.
We don't like them.
No, no one likes the Japanese, and no one likes China now.
Yeah,
no you guys are China. Shifting your hate.
Yeah.
I felt it.
Yeah.
I felt it big time.
But
China, you don't like China,
well,
huh?
Well, especially Philippines, they're creeping into our outer islands.
I don't like Philippines, like, identifying as Asian. That's got to stop.
Mexican,
you think
right?
So?
Mexican, right?
What do you identify?
More Mexican, right?
Yeah, you don't even have a martial art. Boxing.
Hang
Boxing's
on.
Your
no,
martial
no, no,
art.
No, no, no. Have
boxing.
You never heard of Eskrima, Kali, Arnis, all weapons martial arts is all Filipino.
I've never heard. Hey, that guy just pushed you.
Have you never heard of...
Use your Eskrima.
I will be so defensive.
Oh, you want me to use my Eskrima?
Have you heard of a movie called Game of Death where Bruce Lee featured...
You right. No one's heard of Ernie Reyes?
I'm going to be honest with you. What were the three names of the Armenian girls that you just...
Kali, Eskrima, and Arnis.
Arnis, Kelly, and Eskrima. I do not know them, but I do know that Filipinos are badass boxers.
But
which is
because
way
of
more
one
Mexican.
Guy? Because of one guy!
No, Nito Donaire.
Nito. Okay. Thank you.
I'm a boxing fan. I know about my Filipinos.
Oh, great.
So what I'm saying is culturally, there's clearly a Spanish imprint right there. Nice when it comes to boxing. Not martial arts. Nobody's going, oh my God, martial arts. Like if you bump into Filipino, dude, there's nothing.
Maybe hand-to-hand combat, maybe. But in terms of weapons fighting, we have such a rich history of it.
Okay.
In fact, all of the weapons fighting, like choreographers that you see in Hollywood are mostly Eskrima. Have a background in Eskrima and Cali.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys don't seem as nimble.
Outside.
Fuck you.
He's honestly.
Talking about nimble, you can't
Nimble? Have you ever seen? Who? Oh, the Philippines. When they won the gold medal, how did they win? What did they win? This is what they won.
Weightlifting, and it was a woman. Uh-huh.
That's the only one they want.
That's legit, though.
Whoa.
This is
she didn't even have a gym to train
this is
at.
Group yeah. Force, bro.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's the only one they got.
You guys
aren't good at finesse, like gymnastics. Have you ever seen? You guys can roll.
You know why?
Yeah. You can't flip.
They're not it. You're not flippers.
Yeah.
You're not flippers.
I've never seen
it. We're supposed to bond over the fact that we both got by the Japanese.
Everybody got by someone. Everybody
but the
got
Japanese
by someone. What are you doing now,
there was
though?
A style.
What are you doing now? Like, it's
Gilbert,
about
Gilbert,
now.
Get,
you're right.
Jump in this, Gilbert.
I'm trying to find a really
I
good
I can't be the only one defending my country. Like,
I'm trying to find a screen, but it's all white guys doing
This
it's
is
all
real.
White guys doing
a doing what? Doing a screamo. Yeah, of course. We love shit that's no longer existing. You know what I mean? Like, ooh, a martial art. I get to be better than nobody because nobody does it.
Yeah.
Filipinos are boxing now. Be honest. No Filipino kid is going to practice a screamo on a Saturday.
But also, dude, bro, they have the best male singer of all time.
Dancing,
one, two,
Mia.
Three, four. The guy.
Not that guy.
What is it?
A guy named Mauricio.
Who?
Mauricio.
No, not Mauricio. Pompoy. What's it? Pinoy. Pompoy.
He's only talking Marcelita. About the guys from like America's Got Talent. That's the only Filipino he knows.
Marcelita, bro, check it out. Google.
Yeah.
Marcelita Pomoy.
He's great.
The most talented Filipino singer ever.
Okay, I like this because we're talking about current shit.
Okay.
But are you going like Filipinos currently are killing it? Because right now Korea's having the moment.
Well, they're a
China's
first world nation. We'll never compete with the Koreans. Like, we're just too poor of a nation to ever breed that much talent.
Now
we
with
get
that
the support.
Mentality. Not that
it's a negative. It's a, negative mentality, is it not?
You know who doesn't have that mentality?
Us,
the Koreans.
The Koreans.
I'm just saying, the Koreans are not what, are not defeat us like this.
I'm gonna stab you in your sleep.
All right,
I think.
All right.
Would that be a screamer?
It would
be a screamer.
It
right?
would be a screamer.
Okay, yeah. See, I know my things.
Why is it though?
Have you ever heard of the butterfly knife?
Yes.
That's Filipino.
Andrew, why is it that?
Ooh, butterflies?
Why is it that white people have caused... white people have caused so much atrocities and harm in the world. And now guys are like, oh, let's not talk about the past.
Listen, we love
the past.
Let's
not talk about the past.
The past is only good for us. It sucks for you guys. We love talking about the past. It's awesome.
How you ruled it?
Yeah. That's the past is awesome for us. History is our favorite subject. Why do you think we still teach it?
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
Success.
Yeah.
The crazy shit why you need to talk about now is, like, this is what I actually wonder. I don't know if you get taught that your country's no longer doing shit. Like, do they teach the people
down?
In England that they fell off?
Back.
Like, I mean, necessarily, I'm curious if in school they let the people of England know, yo, we were killing it, and now it's not like that no more. And, right? And then I started to go, like, wait a minute, are we no longer in charge, but we just haven't been told?
I think you're right. Yeah.
White people have been told that they're no longer in charge.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
We're bickering over NFTs and all that other shit.
May I be the first to tell you?
Yeah.
You are no longer in fucking charge.
Are you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think so. If I was running
shit. I don't think so.
If I was running shit, you wouldn't be scared?
No, you could fit in more, but the reality is China is just going to absorb your ass. That's what's going to happen. You're getting absorbed. You're getting absorbed. You're fucking absorbed.
As an appendage?
That's it. They're just snatching.
Dude, if I'm being absorbed, you're being absorbed.
No, we're not, dude.
How am I being absorbed? You're not being absorbed.
Because you look like him.
Oh, I see.
I'm being serious.
So you're saying
Taiwan, Hong Kong, Korea is going to come up. It's all going to be China, bro. It is what it is.
Okay.
It's going to happen.
So,
which is actually kind of fun.
If England, right, was going through what China was going through, then you think that they would absorb you then?
I think there's last, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
When was the last time? Who was in charge of Korea? Always Koreans?
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know. Was like, there ever a time where, like...
Were they colonized?
Yeah, where, like, okay, Japan was in charge.
I don't know if you know
what is your letters and shit like?
Okay. There's... Korea is two things.
Yeah.
There's north and south.
You're welcome.
What do you mean?
Didn't we do that?
You're welcome.
Didn't we make sure it could be two?
Yeah. Wait, it was a 50-50. It was a 50-50 effort.
What do you mean 50-50 effort?
Because you guys came down, you go, hey, we'll help you.
Yeah, and we helped. And you know, this is important. Because nobody wants to talk about this, right? White saviorism.
Why are you so manic right now?
No, because of your energy. We both need to go to rehab. No, but this is some crazy shit. Like, you know about, like, American intervention in, like, Vietnam and also Korea? that shit was low key noble.
Yeah.
Like there was no oil we could get. There was no resources we could get. It was literally, we're gonna die so you guys don't
That's
get communism
real. That's
and more
not
of you die.
Real dude.
That's
you guys.
We're heroes.
No, you guys.
We're heroes. We stopped communism.
You guys fucked up Vietnam.
We did it.
You guys did the same thing.
How'd we fuck up Vietnam?
You guys.
All right, maybe we did that one, but you guys are doing great.
All right, I'm gonna say this. Okay.
Yeah.
We go. Can you help? But it has nothing to do with us. You guys were going, we're going to help the little yellow guys that look like minions, right? You guys didn't go, we're going to help the minions. You go, no, communism is going to spread.
Koreans always do this.
We have to fucking help.
Koreans always do this. You always claim yellow. You're not yellow.
Oh, well, then what am I? White?
You're the whitest.
You're the whitest. You're not
you're the,
actually
you're
saying
fucking
that.
White guys, dude. Like, that's why we love Squid Game. We're like, oh, look, a bunch of gambling degenerates.
You
white
know
guys.
Here's
you're Boston. Dude, Seoul is Boston. That's what it is.
Dude, hot take.
Fucking
hot
real take talk. Credit. That's why we love the Korean, the BTS. We love all the, it's just white guys. And it's the new form of white people.
Oh my God. That,
what color is that?
Yo, this is
dude, it's
what
not.
Color is it?
What color? Yeah, yeah. Dude, you
got oh fucking, my God.
Don't kick me, dude.
Dude, you got a dark dick. Bro, you got a dark dick.
He's not
dude.
White anymore.
Bro, that's crazy.
Am I white now, fucker?
You're Filipino.
Thank you.
I think he's Filipino. Dude, you got a dark dick,
thank
man.
You. You're welcome.
Am I?
Yeah, yeah. Is
whoa,
your white?
Bro. No, you have a dark dick.
Are I'm you feeling to... better about your food?
It's like sea bream.
All right. Well, you know what, guy?
Yeah.
Well, that was wild.
No, but
I
just
still,
saying...
I still believe that I'm your number one Asian guy. I think you know that. I think you know that.
You are the most fun guy.
Most fun.
What, so what you're saying to
you are, and I've said this before and I say this often, but you are, and I don't want to compliment you too early because we'll probably throw off the fun that we're having, but because you thrive in negativity like most comics. Like the last thing you do when a comic comes on your podcast is be like, oh, you're so funny, you're so great, and then they just like sit there like melted. They don't know what the fuck to do. Like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're just raw fun, dude. It is rare. You're rare, dude. I mean that. Raw, silly, fun, and that's why this thing is magical. Okay. And obviously you have a team that comes together.
I can act too.
Honestly, the acting.
Yeah. What's the review?
I know, like I saw you hanging out with that tranny in the new fucking Sex and the City thing, and it's just like, what's going on with that, right? Like what is up with that? Like, do you guys ever talk amongst yourselves and be like, oh, this is really forced diversity. Like, no radio station would ever look like this ever. Like, look at the people you hire. It's just fucking white guys, right? What are you doing?
All right.
Defend your work. Defend your work.
I'm going to defend my work.
Yeah, defend your work. Defend, my girl watches that show all the time.
Yeah.
And it's honestly
it's crushing
fucking
the numbers,
great.
Though.
They did the exact fucking right thing. They sacrificed whatever his name, Big, and that they knew that motherfucker was out here raping.
You think that's what they did?
Yes, of course. You don't kill off the love interest.
That's right.
Of course they knew it.
Okay.
And the second that episode came out and everybody's watching, they're like, leak the stories. Just, nobody's better at than HBO, and I mean this sincerely, at marketing. Nobody. The king of the mayor of Easttown. Remember that fucking show came out?
Loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the season finale? All of a sudden, the streaming app shut down.
Mm. Why?
Midway through, it shut down, and the whole internet was going, what's going to happen?
Oh,
what's
Twitter
gonna
happen? Right. Wild.
Twitter went wild, and then I'm on Twitter like, well, I guess I got to watch this show everybody's talking about. Show blows up again after. They are geniuses with marketing.
Love, that was a good show, though. Shout out Sosie. Our girl was on there.
Who's that? Who's your girl?
Sosie Bacon. She played the drug addict mother.
Kevin Bacon's daughter.
She was the mother of the little girl who was in and out of drugs.
Yeah. Anyway, that shit was fire.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're fucking great, Bobby. I love you.
That's not what I want, and that's not what I live on.
I know, but you know, I like telling people that because we're not here for a long time, Bobby.
I want to say something.
We're not here for a long time.
So fucked hard.
Okay, especially if we do drugs.
When you get a call,
which is why
when
we
you
need
get
to
a call, when
it.
You get a call,
and we
when
need you to fix our drug addiction.
When you get a call from from a show, right? They go, "Hey, are you interested?" Then you go, "I am." You show up, fucker. All right.
You know what I do?
No, I don't care what you do. I'm going to tell you what most people do.
Yeah.
What you're supposed to do.
What are you supposed to do?
You show up.
Yeah.
You look at the lines. Half of it, you go, I don't understand. I don't know how to work it. How do I say this? But at no point do you go, excuse me, I'm not saying this. Although I didn't have a problem with anything what I'm saying, but I get you do feel a little because you're there with a Mexican girl. I'm a Korean guy, mm-hmm. and we're Sarah Jessica Parker, and you know what the show is.
And we're like, mm-hmm. oh shit.
Yeah, and that's never. And it's like it feels like I'm not supposed to be there. It really does feel like that. It feels like, oh, I don't belong here.
You know what's a shame?
What?
It's like,
but I'm doing the best I can, and I love doing it. But I just, you know,
if people actually like, I don't know, if people actually took a second to like appreciate people's cultures, right? Not even like a hacky sense, but like I genuinely mean, like you see something like Squid Game come out. And it's actually really like exciting because you get to be a voyeur in this culture. And I think that happened with a bunch of different stuff, like even fucking Jersey Shore. I think a lot of people that weren't in New York, they're like, wait, there are people like this that exist? And it's fun.
Amazing.
Awesome. Great. Yeah.
Tiger King, same thing. Like you go,
Tiger King.
People live like culture. This. It's amazing.
Absolutely. It's a cultural thing.
Subculture, yeah.
Yellowstone is popular. And that happened with all these shows it happens with. And we get so caught up in like, trying to genuinely do the right thing. Like, I think it's a lot of white people who just don't have any non-white friends. They're just like, we have to push diversity. What they're missing is diversity of culture. And I think that's what we're most interested in. It's like, I want to see unique. When I travel, I want to go to a unique culture. Yeah. I went to fucking Paris. It was no different than Soho, New York. I was so let down. I was so let down. I was so let down, right? And it's like,
Can I say something? I want to say something. This guy, he goes to Japan. He goes to
culture shock.
Hero dreams of sushi, Subway, a restaurant.
Better, this is better.
Okay, a restaurant.
Undeniably.
A restaurant.
Undeniably better.
That Kalai and I would like, you know what I mean?
Die.
Probably, you know what I mean?
But you know, he's got a point because I sent him to the three-star Michelin place, yeah. mm-hmm. and he hated it.
What kind of food?
It was Japanese. It was sushi.
Omakase.
It was omakase,
what's
yeah.
it called?
You know what it was? It's not the flavors. It's... excuse me. And you go, yes. And they give you an iPad. And you go, what's the iPad? And they go, the fish you're eating right now, only two on planet Earth. We found this one on the rock off of this coast in Japan.
Mm.
And it's like this purple thing with one eye, like you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something that you're not allowed, supposed to eat. That's what it is. Rare shit.
Super rare.
Yeah. And right. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You chew on it and a juice squirts into your mouth and it tastes like fucking, you know, olive oil and like shit.
It's yeah. Limpet.
Yeah, dimpet.
Limpet.
Limpet. Yeah. yeah.
You liked it? Did you like the experience?
I sent him and his brother there for his birthday. Mm. I was not present.
And two people? A grand.
Yep.
No, a grand each.
A grand each.
Yeah. How many courses?
18?
Like 18 yeah. or something.
It's insane.
It's insane.
It's insane. But... look, here's the thing. I don't know if we've spoken about this, but like...
but I'm just saying, you go to different countries. I've never seen you go to a country and go, oh, with amazing culture and
yeah,
beautiful Japan. Landscapes. And
Japan, amazing culture. I would never live there, but absolutely fascinating. Like, there's a lot of things I did not like about it, but you cannot deny the fact that like these people, all they know how to do is perfect.
Yeah.
I had the best steak I've ever had in my life. Mm. I had the best... sushi, obviously. I had the best pizza I ever had in my life. And it's like this one drive to perfect. And somebody said this to me. It was like, the reason why is because there's not like one God. There's a God of everything. Mm-hmm. So if it's like, you better treat that thing like God. If you're making rice, it got to be godly.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. And I don't know if that's true or whatever, but it sounded romantic enough where I believed it. And I was like, okay, they're just perfect and perfect. And this is why they kill themselves, is because if you don't perfect,
shame.
You're a failure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, if we just have to live up to TGI Fridays, you're a great cook.
You know one thing they didn't perfect? You know what they didn't perfect? They're fucking porn.
They perfected porn.
No, they haven't. It's the same. It's always violent.
Are you kidding me?
It's always violent.
There's octopi.
Oh, but then, yeah, but then, okay.
There's octopuses. They just keep going. Like,
you're talking animated porn.
They don't stop. Also,
here's what I'll say about Japanese porn from the perspective of a woman is yeah. that I really do appreciate when the men, they'll take out like a whole bag of different gadgets to try on a woman solely to pleasure her. That really gets me off. The only thing is, I'm not a fan of when she looks just completely just... like she hates the whole experience. Like there's no pleasure. She's always like she's on the verge of death.
Have you talked to Japanese women?
Yeah.
That's the part where I'm like, okay.
We're not gonna have Japanese people very.
I'm gonna give you what every Japanese porn is like, just
go.
For just audio wise.
Okay.
Oh my god.
All right.
Oh, it's so childish too. The baby thing, like
the cute
right?
stuff.
Right? Right? She bends over, right?
Yeah.
Right? Right? Crying, right? Then they do a an insert shot of her vagina. There's a little blood for some reason.
No.
Yeah, there's a little blood for some reason.
A little bit.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not changed.
Interesting.
Hasn't evolved.
It hasn't evolved.
I feel like it's
every
evolved.
Japanese porn is like that. You go to Pornhub. Look it up.
You go to Pornhub.
But do you watch hentai?
No.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
I love when the octopuses fuck like 8 different women at the same time.
But what's that? Because you can't show dicks anymore? Like,
what do you mean?
I don't think you can show penises entering vaginas in their
porn. Are you doing a small Japanese dick joke?
No, I'm literally serious. There's a rule. There's a rule.
Oh.
And I think that's why they started using the octopuses. They made a rule.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah, against showing it. I would look it up, but like against showing it in porn. So they had to evolve. They had to stick other things in.
Do you still watch it?
No, I don't really watch porn, to be honest.
You don't?
No.
Wow.
I don't really jerk off.
You don't?
No.
Ever?
Like, so rarely, dude.
But when you, like, this is an interesting thing. I want to know what the special occasion is.
I have nothing against it. The special occasion is I'm on the road for like a week or out doing something or shooting something. And then like the week before that, my girl was on her period. And then it's like 2 weeks of nothing. I'll just unload the chamber.
You got to unload. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That'd be the only reason.
A lot come out or?
Will a lot come out? More comes out. Yeah,
a lot.
A lot. Like, what is a lot to you?
89 miles per hour.
Is that how fast it goes?
I think so. Yeah, that's like the pitching. Top like, speed.
Oh, mine doesn't go that.
Yeah. Can you?
Mine like, definitely does.
Can you put in your hands like a porridge?
Yeah, I could probably do that.
Yeah.
Like a porridge, yeah.
Yeah, Oliver Twist.
Yeah.
Where is love? Does it fall from skies above?
Oh, what?
Yeah, that's my fucking version of that fucking twisted fucking
you
old story.
Cum eater?
Yeah.
Dude, you're a cum eater.
Orphan fucking English kids, man. Eating cum, man.
What?
It's a new Oliver Twist, baby. Yeah, mate, they made a black Annie. We're going to make a new Oliver Twist, my friend.
Cum eating Oliver.
Cum eating Oliver. He's fucking, can't get enough, right? In England. You want to play him?
Yeah.
Dude, you're cum eating Oliver,
I'll
bro.
It, bro. I'll get back into acting.
Eat another box.
I'm gonna.
So many boxes.
I only eat half the box.
Really?
So far.
So when you, Andrew, when you come out here, you go, I'm a big New York podcaster. I'm going to go to the West Coast and just, you know, show my face. Is that what this week is about?
No.
What is it?
I got to write new jokes. So I booked those shows at Oxnard Comedy Club.
Oh, Mike, you're playing Oxnard this weekend?
Yeah, well, just Friday. And then I'm going to the UFC fight Saturday. So like, I kind of got to like...
Ngannou?
270?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh,
it's a good card.
Oh, my God. Babe, how come we don't go to those things?
Well, because you're going to rehab.
That's...
yeah.
Because you're going to be busy at rehab.
I know.
That's why.
But if I wasn't
and
going...
you know where they're not
go.
Showing the fight?
Rehab. I know.
100%.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I just like...
I'll give you the play-by-play.
But you're going to love Oxnard, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a good club.
Really?
Yeah, it's good. You're going to sell it
there.
Out.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been in there, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's fun. Yeah. I like getting back into the clubs to work out.
Yeah, because I've been watching you like online. It's like you're doing theaters and
it's
like...
pretty crazy, man.
Yeah, tour buses and...
no bus yet.
Yeah, I mean, and just entourage. And it just seems like a big party that one day I would love to be a part of. I'm going to ask you as an older guy.
Yeah.
And as a mentor of yours,
yeah.
You know what I mean? If you did a West Coast thing,
yeah.
Right? Maybe I could do a leg of the tour.
Yes. That would
10, 15 minutes.
That'd be an 10, honor.
15 minutes. You don't have to pay me much. You know, I got money.
Honor.
You know what I mean? Just to show my face. And then maybe when you get divorced and you get remarried, I can get invited to that one. And that's what's going to happen.
How about this?
You know that's going to happen, right?
How about this? We have
terrible.
To now.
That's so bad, dude.
We have to now make an effort.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What I mean, how come... he says the most fucked up things. I go, he's gonna get divorced with his wife, and everyone shakes their heads like, I'm the fucking bad guy.
Who
you know
would
the kind
say
of
that?
Shit that he says, man?
Who would say that?
What?
Then I'm gonna get divorced from my wife.
I just said it.
What a real fucking piece of shit you
The reason why I said that, you piece of shit, is I would love to come to your wedding. So get divorced so I can get...
So, just so you could go to a wedding.
Like, your
Did
fucking
you
wedding.
Did you say that? Like, it, was, it made
wedding.
It okay?
It was so fucking...
It made it okay?
It was so fucking disrespectful.
It was. It was. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to turn your life around. You're going to turn your life around because of it. Maybe I did it for you. Maybe you realized you had a problem when you were looking in your fucking mailbox for a month and there was no invitation.
This guy, you know what it is, babe?
What is it, babe?
I'm going to talk about you.
What is it, babe?
I want to talk to you.
Yeah. This dude, what is it?
He was born with this extra thing in his head, right? An extra, like, you know what I mean? Edge.
Mm-hmm. X factor, right? Yeah.
I don't like it. You know what I mean? It's just, he takes it to the next level. And I start sweating, right? Because I got to win.
Well, you're withdrawing, really. That's what it is.
Oh, you think?
Were you withdrawing?
Do I look like I'm withdrawing?
Yeah. You're really wet.
You're very wet.
Are you withdrawing, dude? What drug are you withdrawing from?
Probably alcohol.
I did not think this podcast was going to go this way.
No. Dude.
Oh, I like this one.
No bullshit. Did you lose weight?
Yeah, 15 pounds in 2 weeks.
I was actually joking.
Whenever I relapse, right?
Yeah, yeah.
For some reason, I get into this mania and I can't sleep or eat. So I the last
what is that
3 weeks, I don't know what it is. It's like a traumatic response.
Only there was a
he'll wake
that
me
up
like 10 times a night. He'd be like, watch this Julia Child's documentary with me.
Yeah.
What do you do through all this? Is anybody asking about that? How are you coping
with
this?
I'm dying.
She's dying.
No
it's
one,
terrible. Yeah.
She needs time.
I'm dying. But I'm a codependent person. I'm somebody who always likes to put fires out, be the caretaker. So it's like I have no boundaries when it comes to him. I'm just a sick.
I made a mistake.
You like the fact that he has this.
No. I don't. It's just that I have a problem when he's relapsed. Instead of saying, you know what, I'm done, I'm going to walk away until you get clean. I don't have that chip in me. I'm going to be like, oh God, no, I'll hold your hand to rehab.
Which is why
which
I
is
had
not
to
wrong.
Suggest the rehab.
Yeah.
So which is why you guys brought me here today. And you guys tried to bribe me with coats so that I would change your life. This has nothing to do with my way.
It's exactly what it is. You know,
this is
I'm so glad.
You
I'm glad you're
again.
Saying this because
it's all about you, Bobby Lee.
Yeah. Let's be real then.
Yeah.
I had nothing. I had nothing before Montreal. My life was a nothing burger. It was like...
That's not true.
Let me finish what I have to say, right?
But I will let you finish.
And then one day, I get a call from Howie Mandel.
Howie Mandel.
The great hunter. And he goes, do Montreal this year, host. And I go, but Howie, I don't have a life. I haven't met my mentor. I haven't met my Messiah. I haven't met the guy that's going to spark my life. Howie goes, I got the guy. I show up to Montreal. I meet him. It was an internal change. When I saw him, it was like, oh God, he's got sort of like a Jesus-y, kind of like a Schindler Jesus-y, kind of like, Schindler. Also like a Jordy LaForge, like I'm an engineer as well, you know what I mean? So that's where it started right there, right? And when I met you, dude, you changed my life. And did you notice, ever since I did that show, my career has gone to a different trajectory.
No, I think that's coincidence.
I don't think it's coincidence.
I
think it's you, yeah. Andrew, and I think that thank you so much for existing.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, and thank you so much for being here. I'll suck your dick.
No. I'm not going to let you do
okay.
that. But I am very happy for all the things you're doing.
Okay, good. So are you happy? Are you happy that I'm going, though?
You're going to rehab?
Yeah.
Are you agreeing to it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to go.
Stop it. Don't do that. We're not going to do this thing where it's, oh, it's your idea. Like, I came on
it
the
fuck. It was my fucking idea.
Shut the fuck
it
up.
It was my fucking idea, dude.
He's
How
not going to let go.
Are we really going to pretend?
It was your idea. I looked at you.
You're both teaming up here. I sat down here. I said, where's the sugarfish?
Yeah.
You said that you had gifts for me, which was going to make it even more difficult to let you know that I wanted you to go to rehab. Even though you gave me these gifts, I still bring up that I want you to get your life together, okay?
This guy's so good.
Maybe we had conversations on the side about how you could help yourself, mm-hmm. and maybe I brought it up today because I understand her codependency issues. Mm-hmm. But you have to go. I'm not taking it anymore.
You know what?
I'm not going through it.
Andrew, my mom called me yesterday, right?
I told her.
I know, and she goes...
I told your mom.
But, Andrew...
I said...
Andrew,
play up the accent,
Pepe. You know the number one comedian on the planet Earth? I go, oh, you mean Andrew Schultz? Yeah, that one. He called me, right? Right? He goes, I so care about you. You're my oldest son. Yeah. Please get sober. I go, fuck you, bitch.
You did say that.
What? You came in today. You asked me one time. I got on my knees. I started shaking. I go, I'll go.
Because you know, man. You know that I come into your life in times where you're about to make major changes and have a lot of success. Is that true or is that not true? Dude, the first time I came here, you were in that room. Now look at you.
We did move.
That's true.
Look at how much closer you moved to LA.
Wait, did he ever go to the other one?
He was there, yeah.
No, not
No, you never went to the apartment.
The Hubble.
Yeah. If you went to the apartment, you would know. But my point is that you're right. So thank you so much for being in our lives. Would you like some more food, sir?
No. Maybe I'll pick at it.
Okay.
But I just want to make sure you're okay.
Yeah.
I'm just checking in with you.
And are you a kind of guy, I don't see you a guy that goes to your wife and goes, let's watch a new show.
Literally? No.
Never.
No, I do love watching shows with her, but I don't like the pace in which she watches the shows.
What's the pace?
Slow.
You want to burn through it?
I don't know. I actually think it's like women talk a lot about how they're great at like multitasking and shit. Mm-hmm. But I think single tasking is very difficult for you.
I think that's true.
I mean that. Like she watches TV during the day for hours while she's like doing other things. Yeah. She'll be doing schoolwork and all this other shit. And then the second we watch at night, she'll just fall asleep with them.
Oh, that's exactly
that's me. That's her.
Because you can't single task.
Opening credits, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I have one thing to focus on, that means it's rest time.
It's rest time, and your brain just kind of falls apart. Yeah. Maybe there's something like biological about that.
That's absolutely.
When you and I watch a show, day three in, it's done.
Hey, I don't have responsibilities no more.
Yeah, yeah. We saw three fucking that's seasons it. In 3 days, bro.
And then they're going to wake up in the morning and say, how many episodes did you watch?
Yeah.
All of them.
I know.
And all of them.
And you know what I have to do?
Lie!
Sometimes I have to. No, it's I lied to you.
Lie and then rewatch the episode like you don't know what's about to happen.
Right.
Oh my God, are they going to lose the ranch?
Right. Or, you know what I've done too? You know what I've also done too?
What?
She was begging me to watch a movie.
Which one?
Amores Perros.
Amores Perros. So what I did was I went online.
Is that an Asian movie?
No, it's Mexican. And I read. Fuck you. And I read.
That was a great joke.
So I read. I very
love
funny.
Dog.
That's so fuck. How do you know that movie? How do you know that movie so well that the dog is the prevalent thing in it?
Well, a perro.
Amores perros, way.
I think the
dog lovers.
It's supposed to be.
So anyway,
it
translates for a year. Dog she lover. Asked me to watch this fucking movie, right? For a year, and so I finally just read the synopsis.
Yeah.
I saw it. It's about this, right?
And she's like,
I Wikipedia.
And he I was like, he's like, I've seen it already.
My boy Mark has never seen a real movie. He only Wikipedia's all the important parts. And this piece of shit. He's on a podcast with us. He opens and his piece of shit will use lines from the movies, like speech.
Oh no! Like what?
Like he'll just be like, "Oh, something from The Office," and I'm like, "Motherfucker, I know you ain't ever seen Office. Like, stop using that line."
That's level poser, but also genius.
Genius. It's genius. Optimization. Yeah. It's like downloading all the information you possibly can. Us dumbasses are spending hours watching fucking Game of Thrones, all this other stuff.
But it's what we did in college with Cliff Notes. It's what we should be doing with movies.
There you go.
I have a friend named Ray who only does Joker lines from fucking The Dark Knight.
Really?
Yeah, he'll just walk up to him and go, "Hit me! Hit me!" Like when Batman was going down the thing and the Joker was walking down with his gun, "Hit me!" Right, he'll do that. Why so serious? It'll whisper in my ear, and after a while, I went, "You know, we're no longer friends, dude."
Yeah,
that movie sucks. I mean, it's a good movie, you fucked it up.
It's a good movie.
It's a great movie.
It's a great.
Did you think he's the best?
Heath?
Yeah.
Honestly.
You're gonna say something controversial. Go ahead.
Really?
You know what this guy? If you ask this guy his favorite Spider-Man. It's that other
Andrew
guy.
Garfield.
Andrew Garfield.
No.
That's what this guy is.
No.
Anything that's not Tom the popular
Holland.
Choice.
Tom Holland.
He's going to meet Tom Holland.
Here's the thing, but I have an issue with.
Is he Tom Arnold?
Tom.
also Tom Arnold.
You never saw Tom Arnold as Spider-Man? It's rare, but it's really good.
Ever. Yeah.
Yeah, it takes him fucking a day just to get from one building to the other because of the floating. You know what I mean? Yeah, but it's there. Still beautiful. Yeah, he gets there. He gets there. Imagine Tom Arnold. And also, he scrapes against the fucking street. Shit, he comes up. But no, I like that guy.
He's great, but I don't like British I don't like British people doing our shit. Mm. Like, that's a New York guy. That should be a New York guy. Like, don't you guys feel that?
Well, Andrew Garfield's not British, is he?
Yeah,
he is.
They're all British.
Except for Toby.
Pure American. Toby is not. Mm-mm. Oh, Holland's British?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's phenomenal. He's the new Tom Cruise.
He has Peter Parker, its essence, I think, the best.
He's amazing. That Zendaya girl's great, too.
I love her. She's beautiful. She's fucking beautiful.
And then the Hawaiian kid.
Love him.
He's Filipino.
Great kid. He's Filipino?
Filipino.
Yeah, Filipino. There you go.
See? I knew he wasn't a real Asian. Yeah.
You know what?
They have fat actors, too, man.
What?
That kid's not fat. I can't see him.
No, he's fat.
All right, thank you, man.
He's fat. Last night we watched a movie, Magnolia. When was the last time you saw that? Or ever? But there's a scene at the end, and Bobby must have cried for 2 hours after watching that scene.
Good cry scene?
It's the best. Honestly, Magnolia is probably my top 10 of all time.
Do you cry in movies?
I do.
All the time.
I'm a baby.
Do you cry in movies?
No, in real life more than movies.
She cries a lot in real life.
Yeah.
I'm a big crier.
Yeah.
At movies specifically, but also in life. But I'm a big crier.
Are you a big crier even in real life? I mean,
Andrew, I can cry just if something is beautiful happening.
Andrew, the last scene in it's a long movie.
Is it father-son issue?
There's a father-son scene, yeah.
Is that what the crying is about? Because I'll cry father-son always.
There's a father-son deep, and there's a daughter-son.
Daughter-father.
Daughter-father, very deep.
Mid for me.
Mid for you, but you're going to like it. But the last scene, the last moment...
Mm-hmm.
One of the leads of the movie looks in the camera and she smiles and it cuts out. Mm. It's the perfect moment caught on film, I think.
Mm.
And it's one of those scenes where I think that they did it one time.
By accident?
By accident, maybe. Or they tried it and it worked and PT went, all right, let's move on. That was perfect.
That's what you cried at? Just the way that they looked at the camera?
It's not that. It was because of the suspense and what this character had gone through through the whole movie. That little transition, that little smile, it relieves so much fucking tension and pressure because you're watching this depressing fucking thing. You know what I mean? It's pretty real at moments too.
Not when it's raining frogs.
I know, but that's just one moment frogs. That was a little
bit. I don't like all that.
Shut the fuck up! It's not like it's Harry Potter.
Harry Potter's lit.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, you love Harry Potter.
Honestly, my girl got me into Harry Potter, and Harry Potter is fucking phenomenal.
Didn't somebody just do a movie? Or somebody's doing a movie? Or
I did a movie, yeah.
Yeah, who? Who's in it?
Some big people, man. Woo-hoo. Eddie Murphy.
Yep.
Woo. Jonah Hill.
Amazing.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus or whatever.
Bro.
Yeah, a bunch of people. I am so bad at acting, bro.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, I'm just so bad at it.
You cry?
No, I just bad.
No, because no, it's not that. It's because it's not really your medium, and it's like, you know how good you are and funny you are, and it's like, sometimes when you're acting, it's like, you can't do, really show your muscle, because it's kind of restricting.
Acting is trying to not be funny. It's trying to be serious, and because you're being serious in an absurd way, it's funny.
Yeah.
Stand-up is trying to be funny. So I'm like, do I try to be funny?
Yeah.
And then it's just so.
But
do
you get
thing.
Nervous? I get nervous.
Bro, I got so nervous.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to fuck it up for Eddie Murphy is the reason I do stand-up comedy.
Right.
I was given a line or a couple lines in a scene I didn't have any lines in, and one was to Eddie.
Wow.
And I literally, the first time I heard stand-up comedy was on cassette with my father listening to Delirious.
Unbelievable.
This audio. Wow. It's the reason I'm a stand-up comic, and I'm sitting here, I'm watching him, and I deliver the line. I botched the line about 5 times.
Oh.
To the point where, and it's a big, we're in like towel, there's like strippers everywhere, it's supposed to be a strip club, whatever.
Yeah.
And like all the pressure's on, like everybody's holding booms from all over the place, the guy's arms are fucking shaking, right?
Yeah.
And everybody's around, everybody's just watching, and I got to deliver this line, and I fucked the line up like 3 or 4 times. I even heard the script supervisor just go, like, you know,
Andrew, that's in your head.
Maybe not. Maybe.
It's in your head.
And I go, I finally get out the line, and the line I say something to Eddie. He's like, yeah, well, I got to go over to the park too, or something like that. Like, and it's supposed to be something we could like riff with. I'm like, yeah, I got to go over to the park too. And then Eddie just looks at me and he goes, yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh man. Did you?
My heart, no, it gets worse.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Felipe Esparza.
He's in it?
So funny.
Love Felipe.
He's so great. He's just so great. And he comes in. He has a line. He comes in and he just goes, His line is, "I hope you got the edible arrangements, right?"
Yeah, yeah.
And, there it is, pretty good.
Right? Hope you got the edible. I hope you got the edible arrangements, right? And then, like, he just comes in, does that line, and then leaves. Right? They say cut. Eddie Murphy looks at you and goes, "Hey, man, you are one funny motherfucker."
Oh, oh wow. That's so...
Dude, if there was a balcony, I would have swan dived off of it.
Wow.
It was brutal.
Wow.
It was so brutal.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the only thing.
But was he genuine? Was he genuinely... he's nice. Right? I met him one time. He seemed nice.
Eddie was cool,
yeah,
man.
He's a cool guy, right?
Eddie was cool, man.
You just didn't think you were funny.
Yeah. He was cool. Like, it's just one of those things where I think you've been famous for so long. Like, he's been the most famous person in, like, Hollywood since he's, like, 18 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's got to warp you. But he gave me good, like, marriage advice.
Dude, when he did Delirious, he was 20, 21?
Or somebody. Like, it's unbelievable.
How? 21, bro.
Unbelievable.
At 23, I did stand-up. I could do 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Right?
Arena tour.
At 21
years old, an hour of material, murdering. Murdering.
Do you remember that SNL sketch where he played white?
No.
Yeah, they did prosthetics, right? Where they put Eddie Murphy in all white. So he's just this white guy.
Mm.
And they wanted to show if people just treated him differently. And so he goes into restaurants, right? And like they give him extra shit, like extra size. It's a really funny sketch. But if you watch the fucking sketch, you would never know it was Eddie Murphy.
Is that good?
That's. I think he looks real. I don't know, I haven't seen it in 40 years, so maybe.
Hilarious.
Oh, my God.
He looks like my dad. That's terrible.
Yeah, yeah. That's Eddie Murphy, dude.
Wow.
And it's so funny to go into restaurants and being treated differently. You know what I mean?
Ugh.
So kids then or no?
Yeah, I want some kids.
That's be great.
I want some kids.
You know,
I got to let my girl... My girl's getting her MBA now, so I want her to be able to, like, work for a little so that I can save her from that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Like I did with...
Save me from what? What did you save
I'm
me
I'm just
from?
Kidding. I'm not saving
me. No, you did.
Well, I just feel like, you know, you were about to nurse.
Uh-huh. A right? baby?
No, you were a nurse. You were going to nursing school. You were being a nurse.
I got hired, yeah.
You got hired as a nurse, and we met.
Filipino.
And we started doing... It's rare. It's difficult.
So rare.
Yeah. Stretch your mat. Yeah. And
that's the fourth martial art. Etsy, Arnis, Nursi.
It really is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I feel like we met, and we were able to do this.
No, you saved me from that. I was agonizing over the idea of being a nurse.
But that's the thing, right? It's like, if you experience it, I tease her all the time. It's like, I think you might enjoy this. And, you know, she has a job set up and everything like that. But it's like, I want you to be able to experience that. And then if you don't want it, then let's work on something else. You know, she's got something else she's building, and I'll support you while you build that. But I don't want you to not do it and then go, what if I did that corporate job, and what if I got that C-suite office and all that? I want you to hate it, and then we move away.
That's what he, I think, doesn't realize that he gave me was what my parents couldn't give me, just the freedom to just try things out and to say, okay, like, what, like, and to really be clear with myself about what I didn't like and what I wanted to pursue. Like, that's the biggest gift he ever gave me, was exactly what you're doing with Emma, which is, hey, you can try that if you want.
I remember being...
I really wish you guys came to the wedding.
Yeah, I know. I remember being in the green room.
I think you would get along with
it. Yeah, green room.
You, I don't know.
You really, because when I was in the green room in Montreal...
Are you being serious?
I'm being really serious, and I saw you and Emma. I saw you and Emma. I saw you. Bonnie McFarlane was sitting on a couch, right? And you and Emma were sitting next to it. And I remember watching you from my peripheral. And I remember going, wow, what a young, beautiful couple. Because I didn't really know you. I saw you perform. But I remember you had something on your face, right? And I was watching it from my periph.
Yeah.
And I remember her taking a napkin and taking it off your face. It's like a piece of food, right?
Yeah.
And then you guys kind of did a bit. I don't know what the joke was, but you were both laughing.
Yeah.
And I remember going, man, I really wish, I want to know these guys.
Oh.
I think this is, you know. And when I wasn't invited to the wedding, it really fucking hurt.
Yeah,
fucking hurt, man.
Yeah, you were a dick in that green room too.
Yeah, it was really.
Yeah.
In what way?
No, I'm just joking. You were the sweetest guy.
It was really nice, right?
You were sweet, and like, I don't know if you felt the energy in that green room, but it was uncomfortable at times. Like, did you feel it? Like,
I hated it.
I hated it, dude. Hated. I fucking hated it, and I liked the people in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I like we had Big J, Bonnie, me, you. Who else was there?
The black guy.
OCP. Like, I like all these people, but in the green room, like, it was so, I don't know, there was like this weird, and then what is the English guy was there too.
Oh yeah, Jimmy Carr.
Jimmy Carr came in a little.
Well, that's the problem with the show is that we would show up and then people would just kind of do it, like bigger guys, and then we're like, we don't know when, why, this and that.
Yeah.
But you have to say, that was my first time in Montreal, so I was just scared to be there.
Bro, I don't know. I just feel like I kind of had my, I found my like, what is it, solace? Is that the word? But like with, I just hung out with you. I feel like
you're the best.
We just
comic
go out. We
one
just
of the best.
You,
back then, I remember telling you. Remember, I said, and I've said this every time. I don't fucking give you compliments anymore. I'm done. Fucking give you compliments. Fuck this guy, dude. Fuck you. You're all right. Okay. Unhelpful advice.
Sure, but just to establish the friendship for 2022.
Yeah.
What would you like your friendship to be with Andrew?
Oh, that's a great idea.
Well, I and
what
this
do you
is,
foresee?
I jokes aside, I want to tell people listening right now and everyone in this room listening. I literally sincerely am desperate to get sober. Mm. I'm in a lot of fucking pain right now, man. I'm fucking sick. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I did this because I knew Andrew was in town. I'm being real, man.
No, he farted. He farted.
I couldn't hold it. I couldn't hold it. I couldn't hold it, bro.
He smirked.
I couldn't hold it. I let a little one out. He heard it. Then I let the rest of it out.
Is there shit?
It's no shit, but I literally, I let a little bit out, and I thought I could sneak it. And then when I couldn't, he laughed. I lost control of my butt lips, and it just fell out.
All right. Anyway, I'm not going to finish that monologue that I wrote. But
go. Listen, you should know about losing control. Is that what the fuck we're talking about right now? A little empathy for me.
So I'm going through a lot, right? Yeah. And I promise everyone listening, what my heart is saying, I'm really desperate to get sober. I'm going to go to this place. I'm going to be gone for a month. And I want to be honest because for the last couple of months, I haven't been, you know what I mean? It feels bad because I want to be honest with my fans. I love them so fucking much. You know that. So that's it. So that's where I'm at. And let's do an unhelpful advice.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby Kalila and Andrew Schultz.
Dear Tiger Belly, I feel like my wife isn't in love with me anymore.
Whoa.
We are both pretty young and have two kids together.
Whoa.
About a year ago, she told me she thinks she's bi, and that hangs over my head. We haven't had sex in a long time. She doesn't want to get annoyed when I try to get sexual. Or she seems to get annoyed when I get sexual with her. I do love her, but when she shuts me down, it makes me feel gross. When I talk to her about it again, she gets annoyed and tells me all I think about is sex. I feel like I can't even get close to her. What should I do? How do I pull her back? Or is this relationship over?
It's over.
Newly married man? Over. What do you think?
Newly married, too.
Over. I don't know. The bi thing is weird.
Because that's information, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't need to be there unless she's trying to say something.
Right?
Right? It's like, she knows what that's going to do.
But she should have known that too before they got married. That's kind of fucked up from her part too. Like you don't just find out you're a lesbian after you get married.
No, you do sometimes.
Yeah, Andrew, what's so funny? You do sometimes.
You do sometimes.
And
I want to give you an
example. How?
Well, I don't say things. I don't say things without any evidence.
How?
How? I have a doctor.
That's what Filipinos are.
What are we?
Native Americans.
You think they're natives?
I think that's what they are.
They're not.
He's looking at Kalila with that headband. That's why.
I know. I just think everything
not.
About him is Native American.
I've been invited to the tribe.
Yeah.
Because I'm on Reservation Dogs.
You're on what?
It's a show called Reservation Dogs. It's a native show on FX.
You're joking.
I'm a part of the tribe. I play the doctor on the show. And so I've hung out with the natives. She's not them. They're magical people. They have beads.
I know they are.
They have beads.
Filipinos are magic.
They have beads,
too,
right?
They came. One of them came to see you in Montreal. I remember that distinctly.
That's right.
She was either Native American or she was Alaskan or Eskimo.
She was Hmong.
No, she wasn't Hmong.
She was Hmong, dude.
She wasn't Hmong.
She was Hmong, dude. And I had explained to you what Hmong
I know
was.
Hmong. I know.
I had explained to you what Hmong is. Your knowledge of no Hmong is from me.
No, it's not. I've been knowing about Hmongs.
You don't know anything about. Anyway,
yes, they are.
Let's go back.
I know about Hmongs. You don't know about Hmongs.
This guy's going.
Hmongs are the like Palestinians of Asians.
That is true. They're driven out.
Right?
They like to travel.
Go home.
So this person, right? What does this person do?
What?
Does he try to save it? Does he leave?
Therapy, couples therapy.
Yo, you got to prove bi, yo.
I like this. Keep going.
That's right. You have to prove the bi.
What would be the assessment test?
I don't know, but like now I'm all about this prove it shit.
What happens when the sex has died? What is your advice?
I don't know. That's a great question. But I think you got to be honest, like, about the sex being dead. And then you guys could hopefully find a way to express what you're really into and what you need.
Right, because they have two kids.
Two kids.
So at some point, the sex was alive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what is it that gets you off? Like, maybe you're not turned on by your husband or wife or whatever it is. Or maybe,
well, a lot of times when they see a baby come out of the vag, you know what I mean?
Oh, don't be Elvis.
What's Elvis?
Elvis was, as soon as he saw the birth of a child, he was completely turned off by the woman.
Is that right?
That's what I read.
Some men do.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, some horrible
men. Especially when they come
men.
Backwards. Would the feet come out first? That's weird.
Oh, breached?
Yeah.
Dude, that's how I would want to come out.
Feet first? And if you lived?
Why would you die?
Can you deliver feet out first?
It's a very uncomfortable pregnancy.
For the mom, but for the kid.
Does the baby die or no?
That's not ideal. They usually do emergency C-sections.
Don't you think?
No. Yeah, but does the baby die? Does the baby die or no?
The baby does not necessarily have to die. Unless
maybe they get choked on that umbilical.
Here, they get umbilical cord.
Umbilical. Yeah.
That's the reason why the head has.
That's
to
what I would do as a fetus. I would just pre-kill myself. So you would. So when I came out, you would see my. I would do a knot with the fucking. Yeah. Like, for some reason, I learned.
Yeah.
I got Wikipedia down in the belly, right?
Yeah.
So I learned how to do a baby's a knot.
Yeah.
Right?
Hentai.
So I come out like this, actually holding the fucking thing like this. And I have a little note. I don't know how I got the fucking paper.
Yeah.
And I just say, no. That's a no. Nope.
Well, that's our advice to you,
that's
buddy.
Your advice, buddy. Anyway, you have any class?
Ask your wife to prove bi. Yeah. That's what I say. Ask her.
Your clubs you want to push?
We just did one thing of advice.
You got dates?
That's the only one. I want to meet those people right there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to find out why she thinks she's
bi. What beautiful city are you going to tour next time, huh?
When is this coming out?
Next week?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. 2 weeks. So not this next week. No. I don't know. TheAndrewSchultz.com. Maybe Sacramento, but then maybe that's already been there. New Orleans. New York City.
But I think that this was a fun podcast.
Oh, wait. Do you like his toenails?
No. I don't like it at all.
You don't like anything.
I genuinely don't like it.
Okay.
Is it the color or the fact that he got
Okay. I want to move on.
I don't think it looks good. I don't think you need... I'm a big foot guy. I'm about to flip my dick at you again.
All right. So I'm warning you. And this is going to get worse. The assault that I'm going to give you is going to worse if you keep at it.
Okay.
And you're not going
to
like it.
And then you get to go, I was addicted to drugs. I didn't know what I was doing. Oh, no.
Thank you. That was a funny line to go off of.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh. We're done.
And we're finished. Oh, yeah. Check them out. Check all the podcasts out. Flagrant 2. Check it out. Brilliant Idiots. Check it out. TheAndrewSchultz.com. Check out the information. That was a funny line. 꼴로 꿈 보나 해